This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD has finished light rail repair work in downtown Denver, but CPR's Nathaniel Miner says trains won't return until the end of the month.
RTD's press release trumpeted the ahead-of-schedule completion of this summer's downtown rail reconstruction project that rebuilt five intersections. But it turns out the work isn't yet done. Asked why rail service isn't returning yet, RTD officials told CPR News there are still safety tests to be done, and repairs are needed elsewhere on the rail network. Trains should roll back into central downtown on September 29th. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A tow truck driver has been arrested for a string of stolen vehicles. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Douglas County Sheriff's detectives say 81 cars in the metro Denver area had been sold or reported stolen. Douglas County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Deborah Takahara says the stolen vehicles were connected to Brian Chacon's company, Eagle Wing Towing.
The owner is alleged to have been grabbing abandoned vehicles on the side of the road, stashing them, then taking them to a salvage yard before they could be reported stolen.
Chacon was arrested for the thefts. He was also found in possession of child pornography. The 33-year-old faces multiple charges of motor theft, forgery, chop shop activity, and sexual exploitation of a child. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A recent decision by the Bureau of Land Management allows the partial expansion of a gravel pit in Salida. The decision is expected to extend the lifespan of the mine by about three decades. It also avoids the relocation of a popular recreational mountain bike trail. A buffer zone and a visual barrier will be placed between the trail and the mine boundary. The decision comes after months of discussions with Chaffee County commissioners, city leaders in Salida, and community members. This is CPR News and KRCC.